You're listening to Blumenblight, Episode 12, Day of Destruction.
We're going to open up this time in a flashback, a few months prior to what we've seen so far. The four of you stand flanking Lily's side on top of the hill above the hideout. The moon is already hanging down low and dark, the sky very overcast. An eerie kind of silvery glow is cast over the pretty tumultuous waves right now that it seems like the bay is almost angry as there seems to be a storm that is coming in and kind of starting to settle on the edge of your view. You look to the city below you, sprawling through the foothills all the way to the edge of the water, skyscrapers rising up proudly, but the city center, smoke emanating out as it is ablaze, the flames kind of painting the night sky in those like hues of orange and reds in the kind of low-hanging clouds. Lily, her expression marred with concern and her fists balled real tightly to her side, looks over the city as a single tear kind of escapes from her eye. Her normally very cheerful demeanor has given way to a determined resolve, something that, you know, you have all seen before. But to everyone, there seems to be a bit of a more serious, darker air to it this time. Couple of you maybe knowing the reason why. She turns, her eyes meeting yours, seems to find a bit of strength, and the distant wails of sirens mix with the roar of the flames as this inferno kind of starts to build up in the city center. She just looks at you all. Okay, we've been through this. Top priority, as always, make sure the civilians are out of the area. That should have already been evacuated, but just in case, if anyone is there, you get them out. We'll take out any mechanical stragglers that seem to be causing problems on kind of the perimeter just to prevent that spread. And make sure you are ready to face whatever new problem they throw at us, okay? Conserve your energy as best as you can, because we are the city's last line of defense. The only hope, quite honestly, left for a world on the brink of annihilation. Tonight, we will stop them.
So no pressure.
No pressure. We can do it.
We have no choice.
That's true.
I mean, shouldn't we be, like, a little more positive? Belladonna says as they're, like, boring a hole into the ground, pacing.
I mean, this is nothing outside of what we've done before. Like I said, we obviously expect some surprises, so we need to be smart about it, but we've fought these things.
Belladonna grabs her shoulder for a second. What do you mean, surprises?
I mean, each time we've dealt with them, they've thrown something new at us, and who knows what it's going to be this time.
So be prepared for the unpreparable.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They go back to pacing.
So it's just another Sunday.
It's just another Sunday. All right. Lark, can you get us in quick?
Yeah. Everybody just stay close. And Lark will rip into the air. I think as she does, usually when she cuts into a dream, even with the team, it's a single dream. She has a very firm hold on it. But this time I think we kind of come in at the seam of two dreams pulling at each other. Lark's focus is a little strained. Things are a little weird. The ground, I think, is kind of mixing between this very colorful and happy dream and another one of a storm and nightmare and a fire in the city. And they're kind of twirling and pulling together. Lark looks a little unsettled at that, but just keeps pushing forward. And we'll cut another rip open into, hopefully, the heart of the city.
You cut through and drop in on the edge of this destruction. You can see that there seems to be, you know, what used to be a very nice, small, but central harborside park has just craters in it. The trees all pretty much burned out, even with just like this quick blast of heat. You can feel the charge in the air of the electricity as now you can see bolts of it streaking along the sky, but not in the way that you're used to a actual lightning storm. These are bright blue as they streak through in various directions, seeming to hit things almost at random, but not necessarily grounded, you know, You can see that some of the buildings already have parts of the edge of it that have been blown off, and you can see, you know, scattered cubicles and papers in the wind of these office buildings, which thankfully this is evening time. This is a very business area of town. Hopefully, like they said, evacuations were easy and quick, as right now, like I said, you can hear the lightning and the wind and the roar of the flames, but nothing else. As you'll stand and kind of look around and take your steps in. I think the first thing that you all will notice as, you know, Lily can take the lead, y'all make a bit of a rounded path, seeing if you can hear anybody calling for help, notice anything on the edge. And the first thing that you'll come across is you're kind of cutting between two buildings when all of a sudden the glass just shatters out from one of the rooms with a burst of flames, we'll say out of the side of like an old coffee shop that's the bottom floor of a skyscraper. And you all kind of dodge to the side as a swarm of these drones come out. They're almost kind of like saucer-esque. Similar to all of them that you have faced, you can see that kind of blue glowing eye that's almost on the front of it. But this one, out of kind of the domed top, you can see there are what look to be kind of weapon mounts that have come out of the inside of these drones, and it will immediately target onto all of you. We'll say there are four of them that start to look your direction. What would you like to do?
Instinctively, Wolfsbane is just going to pull out his scythe and start swiping.
Okay, so what would you like to roll for that?
I think just defy makes the most sense, right?
Yeah.
So I'll do that. What's my position?
I would say right now y'all had enough notice. You were on kind of the alert. Let me pull up a quick start so I can actually remember the positions so I don't say the wrong one. It's not desperate. It's the other one.
Risky?
Risky.
4 out of 5, which I do it with some consequence.
Okay. Yeah, you, what does it look like as you attack one of these with your scythe?
I mean, it's just going to be a quick, like, I run towards it with a charge, a reckless charge, cutting through in a clean motion, and full anime moment of just like, it looks like I did nothing as I ran past it, and then you can see it slice cleanly, like, I'm going to say instead of like horizontally, it's like vertically, like yes. Right in two.
Yeah, I love it. You easily, you're able to kind of do that rush ahead when you, you know, kind of turn around once you have finished this movement and settle. You notice that it seems like when you cut through kind of the center of this thing, you hit through that like blue eye.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like whatever energy was in that core jumped to your scythe, and like a bolt of lightning runs down and shoots directly into you. Not necessarily we're going to have you suffer harm, but I think that is going to be a moment of stress instead. It's not enough that it hurts you, but it's enough to be like, oh God, even when I kill them, they got one last little hit to them.
I think he screams out in pain, ah, damn it, as the lightning arcs through the scythe. And yeah, I'll take that stress. Just so everyone's aware, Wolfsbane's really close to eclipsing, like dangerously close. This is bad.
I think kind of following that up, the remaining three will quickly kind of fan out so they're not in a too close of a quarters. And you watch as the light on one of them kind of starts to grow a little bit brighter. You can almost see it moving a bit, like there is some sort of like eye that is focusing in or kind of looking around within that before it flies up higher. Those other two, like I said, have kind of fanned out further away. And you watch as the bottom part of this opens up like a old bomber jet. And a missile comes flying down in between Belladonna, Larkspur, Lily, and Daffodil. What do you all do in return as this thing seems to be kind of coming down into the center of you all?
I mean, you want to do the thing?
I think I can take care of it.
Cool. So Daff will sort of drop down next to Lark and more or less a cheerleading pose, but getting ready to chuck her up into the air. This is a move that they have practiced a number of times. And I would like to, if I may, assist a teammate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Lark will take a few quick steps and step into Daff's hand and jump upwards with Daff's strength, I'm sure, thrown very high upwards, hurtling towards this missile. And as she's going, one of her blades appears in her hand, just smaller like a knife, and she drags it through the air to create a rip. And I think plants her feet on the missile and pushes it down into the portal to kind of redirect it into the dream. And then I will also make an attack, but I can wait till the next round if that was my action.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I'd say that'd be good. But if you would like to roll however you see fit on deflecting this missile, quite literally, you'll have an additional D6 help. And then remember, Daff, to take the one stress for assisting.
Except for that I'm two steps ahead and we've practiced this before, so I don't have to take any stress.
Hell yeah.
But that is one of the two times I get to do that, so I will mark that down.
Nice.
Awesome. I will defy.
Okay.
Since this is directly engaging a threat. I rolled a lot of dice for the highest one to be a 4.
Okay. So you do it, but there's a consequence. You suffer harm, complication occurs, blah, 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 blah. I think as you go to tap this down into the actual thing, into the cut that you have made, and you go to kind of redirect this missile into it, it seems that you are successful in keeping it from the rest of the group, but it looks like there is a remote detonation type of thing that this drone was able to do as it starts to beep loudly, because all good bombs have to beep to tell you that it's about to explode, you know, obviously. And you have this oh shit moment trying to figure out how you're going to get away when I think you feel yourself just getting absolutely shoved to the side as Lily will be like, she'll kind of run up, like almost jumping off of one of these drones, her shield up, and just like bodies you to the side as this thing kind of goes off. I would say that this kind of puts you both, I'm gonna say, in a desperate position as y'all are going to get thrown off to the side and be able to not get blown up, but have to kind of compose yourself before, you know, being able to be back in the game there.
Thank you.
She's like, okay, now we know what they do, which I thought they only had lasers.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. That's new.
That's new. The bombs are new. Lasers, normal. Okay. Oh, Lord. What would Belladonna like to do as there is the one drone that is up higher and then two that have kind of flanked y'all in this alleyway, but a little bit lower?
I think that Belladonna would see that there's two and try to maneuver in a way where they can throw their weapon at one while kicking the other. Maybe like run up and kind of like bounce off of the wall of the alley to kind of like do a kick to the one on the left, and the one on the right just kind of throw their weapon as like a spear into it to see if she can down both at the same time.
Ooh, hell yeah. Abso-freaking-lightly.
And I guess she'd probably try to roll flow for that, maybe?
Yeah.
Because it's coordination.
I could see that. Trying to get in the right angle, more, yeah, dexterous.
Yeah. She sees the kind of opportunity that Daffs and Larkspur are taking and wants to make sure that they have their freedom to do that and don't get, like, caught up with these other ones as they're trying to take on the big one.
Wonderful. So with a 6 on that, you do it. How exactly does it look as you are able to kind of hone in and get them both out with your spear?
I think like Belladonna is there kind of in a defensive position as Daffodil and Larkspur are doing their move and as Wolfsbane is trying to kind of take care of the other one that he's fighting and kind of just like waits until there's that perfect opening where everybody is just kind of spreading to do their thing, almost reflecting the pattern of like opening that these other drones are kind of operating in together, but like in like our own way as a group, and just kind of runs top speed and kind of using almost like a kickflip action, but like instead of like kicking up their skateboard, they just kind of kick up their knee and then press like their foot against the wall and just kind of shoulder check the one drone as they kind of use that momentum with their other hand to throw their weapon. And like the light weapon kind of turns into almost like a shard, like a spear-like shard, and it like slices through the other drone and comes back to her hand as she kind of lands in a superhero pose.
Yes.
With like the knee down.
Absolutely. Y'all watch as the other two just are absolutely, the one that got the spear is now a sparking mess on the ground, as well as that just, again, went just straight down the middle of this drone through what looks to be the core that is its eye, as the other one is now, it kind of looks like, I feel, maybe a beetle that accidentally gets turned on its back.
Mm-hmm.
Its equilibrium's a little off as it's been just shoved into the wall, kind of pieces of it falling off, and it's laying there. It's still operational, it seems, but it is also now a little bit disabled.
I feel like she stands up and like looks at Lily and is like, transcend? Now? No? What?
Wait. I think wait.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Wait. And she kind of like gets her bearings and they sort of kind of brace themselves as they try to rise.
The last one, the one that was still up in the air, is going to kind of redirect itself now at the two that were messing with its missile that it was so proud of, and is going to shoot a missile, or shoot a laser, not a missile, you saw already, at Lark, of course. What would you like to do to try and avoid this? You've been kind of knocked. You're in a desperate position. If there's anything you'd like to do, or if you would just try to like brace it.
Since this is going into, because everyone's gone, so this would be going into the next round.
Correct.
Okay. I know exactly what I would like to do. And it's fittingly risky since I am in a desperate position. I'm going to run forward from where Lily is, kind of pushed past her and her shield. And Lark plants her feet kind of in the ground, waiting as this missile comes at her. And then she spins and cuts into a dream and kind of jumps through. And hopefully the missile follows her. Another cut opens up right above this drone, and Lark and the missile coming straight down onto this drone.
I love it. I love it so much. Absolutely. How are you kind of going through this when it comes to a actual stat roll wise?
I mean, I want to say defy, but I always go with defy because it's what she's built her own. I could also do analyze.
I think so.
If you think that might fit better, that's not as good of a roll for me, but I think it still fits.
Yeah, you're trying to kind of, the perfect way to redirect and do all this. I could see that making sense. It's a little less brute force and a little more thought behind it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. This is probably going to be a long fight. Ah, that's a 6.
Nice. So you are able to, yeah, cut through this, and you will all watch as this missile does just kind of follow directly in behind Lark, as then they pop out again, just now holding, I like to think, this missile and just dropping it onto the one that is, are you dropping it onto the one that is shooting or the one that's on the ground currently?
The one that keeps shooting these, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and up above, and is able to kind of drop that. And I feel like it is one of those moments too where you see it happen, you see the explosion, and then just a couple of beats later, Lark just kind of lands down, also superhero pose, out of the like rubble and dust through that explosion.
I think she lands with kind of like half of a turn, so her like very flowy outfit, yes, kind of spins around her.
Show off, says Lily as she stands up again.
If it works, it works.
There's still one that is operational but disabled, or, you know, kind of struggling on the ground currently. Who would like to go next? As this is a new round, so anybody is available.
I feel like, so Wolfsbane at this time, is his rival is Lily at this point.
Mm.
The transition to Lark has not occurred yet. So seeing like Lily, in his mind, he doesn't think that she's not really taking as much initiative as he wants her to. And he just kind of yells out, enough of this, let's finish it. And he takes his scythe and he's going to finish off the last one. Learning from last time, instead of making contact himself with it, he's going to hurl his psych like a boomerang to have it throw out at the last bot and then catch it himself.
Love it.
I feel like that takes a little bit more than just swinging it. So I'm gonna. Can I run that under flow, you think?
Yeah, I could say so.
Okay.
Feels more dexterous.
Yeah, yeah. I only have one dice with this. So we'll see how this goes with a single die roll. 3. Okay. Things go badly.
Yeah. How does this go badly? There are so many options for you flinging a scythe through the air for this to end poorly. Okay, I think as you kind of let go of this, you know, the arc is going, you know, right where you need it to be. It is going in the direction, it is spinning where it needs to be, when all of a sudden another blast of energy blasts through the opposite wall and just absolutely shatters an entire side of like a bodega that was on the other side of you. It throws your scythe off to the side, you know, kind of losing its traction as it gets hit with debris and kind of skids off. So you are currently weaponless. So I would say you are now down into a desperate position for your next move, your main weapon here.
Okay.
As now you all notice, obviously, this wall getting blasted, but you can hear large machinery as now even more and more of the wall behind you starts to crumble, and you look in and what looks to be kind of mini tanks in the same black metal with the blue kind of orb light in the center of what looks to kind of be the tank parts, but you know, the little turret thing on the top where it's like spins, and that's where the little core seems to be there as it's coming through. And you can see now further into the city center, more of these just large, powerful beams of energy getting shot off. Lily, I think, kind of composes, stands back up, and is like, take that one out, and then we have to get into the center. The rest of these are going to tear everything apart. With that, I think she starts to not like run off, but is starting to kind of make a little bit distance, keeping an eye on what y'all are doing, but checking out everything else. What would either Daff or Belladonna like to do? As now there's the one little drone. I'm going to say, even though it was a 3, it is smushed in rubble at this point. There is a very large, very scary tank rolling through the bottom of this building, threatening to crumble it to the ground.
I think Belladonna straightens up and kind of like makes eye contact with Daffodil. It's a look that you've seen many times before. It's a look that she kind of always gives you when they're trying to decide if they want to set someone else up or take a shot. And they kind of meet your gaze, and you kind of see like one blue eye and one dark brown eye kind of blinking at you and looking expectantly as they kind of like gesture, like kind of nod over to the tank.
You said you have the light spear.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a ball of light that they kind of got from Bella, and it can transform into different shapes. So right now it's like a spear kind of situation.
I have a funny way that Daff could set it up if it's currently a spear when this is happening.
Heck yeah.
Daff catches this look, sort of like raises a brow, like, I can play support if you need. As soon as she has the go-ahead, that whip comes out, lassos around a like some sort of street lamp or something, and then she tosses the bottom of it into, like, I don't know, the ground or a fire hydrant or something, is making a bow for you to use.
Awesome.
To get a little bit extra momentum behind that weapon.
Yeah, seeing that, Belladonna kind of runs to it, and with all of their might just kind of uses this huge bow to like pull their weapon back, aim true, and then let it fly as best they can. Can I do perceive because it's aiming?
Yeah, I would allow that. Did you want a real quick question for Daff? Do you want to assist as a teammate, which would be another stress, but an extra D, or more of a group action where you both get to roll, you take the result, but we would say probably Belladonna's the leader. They would then take the stress there.
I can eat that stress.
Thank you.
That's what I'm built for.
Okay.
Five.
Okay. How exactly do you imagine this looks as you are able to just, with the expert precision, the setup from Daff, hurl this light in through this tank?
I think that as it's happening and like the two of our magical friends here are watching it fly, Daffodil, you feel like a vice grip on your shoulder, like, fuck, is this gonna work? as it kind of like launches through, and you get a super hard high five, like Belladonna kind of like leaps into the air and like hops up until like they kind of look and notice over their shoulder that maybe it's not entirely a clean shot. But for a second, they're like, hole in fucking one. Like they start to gloat a little bit, and then they're like, uh-oh.
You think, uh-oh, as this tank just erupts in flashes of lightning as you've kind of hit right into this core, which seems to almost like auto detonate with this perfect hit. And you can see the building shifting above y'all, and it just pieces of it start to crumble down, and the whole thing leans over onto the skyscraper next to it. Currently, we have Belladonna and Daffodil on one side of the building, and Lark, Lily, and Wolfsbane are on the more central side of this conflict area on the other side of the building. You find yourselves separated by this wreckage currently.
Belladonna reaches out and just kind of yells. Everyone can hear. One of her powers is everyone can hear her no matter where she is. And just says, hey, look out. I think I helped, but I also fucked up. And watch out, okay? Be safe. This could go at any minute.
Lily, I think, looks back at all of it and will respond back. Okay, good job. Hit him in the blue eye. That's very video game-like. Okay, awesome. Since you two are on the outside, make a circle and try and find us in the middle. Make sure there's no stragglers, okay?
Got it.
Belladonna gets a salute from Daff, because I can't message Lily, I don't think. I don't think that's how that works. But so Belladonna gets the salute. Like, you got it, dude.
She'll then look over to Wolfsbane and Lark. Wolfsbane, I would say you're going to have to do a little bit of digging to find your scythe, as it is now under more wreckage, but it is possible.
I think he probably would give up on it quickly. He still has his claws.
Okay.
Like, he could still go full melee into someone's face. So
she'll look over the shield, shimmering, that very, like, lily flower-shaped, almost stained glass-looking shield is shimmering with kind of that magical energy. She'll kind of have it up. Okay, us two and those big guys. As you can see, two more of those tanks are making their way. It looks like they're trying to shoot their way further out into the city from wherever they are kind of being deployed from.
Well, front and center is where we usually are.
Let's do this.
She turns and kind of runs in as I think you see a bolt of this energy out of this tank kind of starts to shoot off, not necessarily in your direction, as I don't know if they know you are exactly there, but Lily does kind of this run, jumps up off of the hood of a, you know, wrecked out car in this rubble, and meets this energy with her shield and kind of deflects it for a moment, jumping on top of one of these tanks. What would either of y'all like to do?
Kind of following that motion, Lark will run and kind of almost parkour off the side of a building and do a flip and cut into the air to a nightmare about a thunderstorm. And as she does, a bolt of lightning shoots out of it towards one of these.
Yes, absolutely. What would you like to roll for that?
I mean, I will always like to roll Defy.
Sure be.
It is straightforward violence.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. The highest there was a 4, and it was the highest by a lot.
Oh, no. You are able to shoot this lightning down on top of it, and you can very quickly see it looks like, you know, maybe there's a little glitch in it for a moment, but then you seem to see this part of it, where the electricity kind of hit into it, seems to gather, and the eye starts to glow and spark even brighter, as if you've almost energized it. And it is going to shoot now a bolt directly at Wolfsbane.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfsbane, how would you like to avoid this?
His claws come out and he gets low and he starts running desperately towards this tank that just shot at people, and it's going to try and claw it up and destroy it or shred it up. And I'll use Defy because, again, that's the right one to use in this situation. Because I am desperate, I'm going to use my special ability of Reckless.
Okay.
I've said the word Reckless, but there's an ability I have that's called Reckless. I can choose to get an additional dice, but if I have a consequence, I have a -1 dice to any resistance roll. So we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Okay. Good news. I 6. So
okay.
I do it. Yay.
Yeah. Describe this. Give us the detail. Give us the vibes.
Yeah. I mean, he's running and as he runs his visor, because he has this like motorcycle visor that he wears instead of like just letting his face be open, you can see a purple glow start to rev up, and as he gets closer to the tank, flames start to erupt off of his body, and he just does like a quick, almost a spiral around the tank with his claws, shredding it, making it unusable. Its treads are destroyed, the cannon can't fire anymore. He is able to get through just fine and landing on the other side, looking back at everyone. We have to keep going. Stop slowing me down. And he just ready to find the next target, which is another tank.
Yeah, and Lily just kind of is on the other tank currently. Were you yelling that specifically at the tank or at the crew?
At the crew.
Okay.
At the crew. I know these are robots. They don't have feelings.
Yeah. They're just all a little bunch of machine here. Yeah, I think with that, Lily is on the other tank and, I mean, shoot you a glare. You said the first priority was protecting civilians. These things are trying to get out to them. If you're in such a fucking hurry, maybe you shouldn't be dealing with this. Get your head in the game, Wolfsbane. We're here to protect our city.
If there's no city to protect, then what's the point?
She just shakes her head in, like, annoyance and just will absolutely do this devastating blast of energy down onto the top of this with her shield. As you see that just the actual weapon that is on the top of it just flies off to the side. It is still rolling, but it is weaponless currently. Lark, would you like to do anything during this interaction of them yelling at each other and... The tanks are, for all intents and purposes, disabled when it comes to weaponry.
Yeah, I think as Lily blows the weapon off of this tank and is kind of yelling at Wolfsbane, a rip opens up and Lark falls down next to her and just kind of puts a hand on her shoulder. Doesn't say anything. Kind of tries to be a calming presence there.
I think she kind of stands up straight. She's like, we can't be reckless. We have to be smart. And she'll turn around and start running further into the smoke and the flames.
I think the moment she says we have to be smart, you can hear Wolfsbane howling and like shouting at something that he's just heard, like, I'm gonna kill it all! I'm gonna kill all of them!
Lark is running after Lily.
Okay. On the other side, Belladonna and Daffodil, you are... able to kind of make your way through some of the edge of this. And, I would say there are probably a few more of these drones and stuff that already have kind of taken some sort of beating from friendly fire, from the actual fire, things that are kind of going on in there. And y'all are able to kind of start knocking them out, just making sure that they're fully disabled. Nothing too wild. That is until you are able, y'all are having a hard time trying to figure out how to get back onto the other side of the structure, as so many of these buildings are just unstable, on fire, whatever chaos could be happening. And y'all are finally able to find a kind of probably the freeway that goes through that is a little bit more clear of some of these buildings. Those is a wider swath of land. And you start to make your way back around as you see this shadow that, like, you think it is just like the smoke, but then y'all start to notice that it seems to kind of move in odd ways and odd angles and not quite with the wind or anything particular. And then it seems to form itself into what looks like a large kind of humanoid shape, probably still about like 7 or 8 feet tall, kind of wide, but it is very undulating, as very clearly it looks like some sort of swarm of something is creating this as it stands in the street in front of you. What do the two of you do?
I think Belladonna recognizes this kind of otherworldly power. The first time Donnie saw Bella, it was similar, kind of just this vapory, sort of amorphous, kind of glittering mass that transformed into a humanoid shape. So as it's starting to kind of ripple and like push and pull itself into form, they crouch kind of low, waiting for it to go corporeal so that they can attack, like launch themselves at it.
I think Daff is largely doing the same thing, sort of following Belladonna's lead. Honestly, I think as they've been, running and disabling things, I think the whip is still out. And so she sort of sees Belladonna get in this sort of crouching stance and sort of follows suit and gets in this like 3-point stance with the whip held out, waiting for basically Belladonna's go ahead to hit this thing.
You're standing back, waiting to kind of see what this thing is doing. And you are on this freeway that we'll say is kind of the main access in and out of this town. It's a bit larger and you're on a bit of an overpass. As you watch as this thing does, it starts to look like it becomes more whole, but not necessarily because it is changing into anything, but more and more of the swarm seems to be adding to it, and it looks like it's kind of starting to click itself into place and build itself as it grows, and it's starting to grow larger and larger in size. Are y'all gonna let it continue to click, 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 click?
Absolutely not.
I'm following your lead, whatever you do.
Yeah, I think Belladonna kind of has their weapon in hand and they like turn it back into their primary shape, which is a baseball bat, like a really elegant baseball bat. It almost looks iridescent in the light and it has big spikes kind of jutting out from it. And they kind of swing it a couple of times, like around in a circle, like using their wrists to sort of get the momentum as they kind of walk up to it and just try to hit it as hard as they possibly can, rather than try to do anything from afar, knowing that Daffodil's going to back them up with like a more ranged kind of attack to get the rest of them.
Absolutely. Let's see, are you thinking more defy?
Yeah, I think so, because I'm trying to shut it down. 4.
So, you are able, you know, you kind of start swinging this around. You go in to try and disable this thing before it starts to grow any farther. And you find that it is quite literally like hitting into a swarm of bees. Mm-hmm. You know, you can now see that they are very small, kind of almost perfectly circular orbs. Think like, have you seen Big Hero 6?
Mm-hmm.
Those little robots,
yeah.
The kid makes. It's very much that vibe, but they're just perfect little round orbs that are kind of composing themselves. And I mean, you are able to start kind of breaking through this, and you see as what would have been the leg of this form that it is making kind of falls off to the side, but they kind of start to circle around you as well. And I'm going to say that this is now putting you into a more desperate position as you're losing sight of Daffodil, as you're just kind of swinging into the swarm that is like kind of reacting to you around it, but have successfully stopped its gathering power. Anime moment. Daff, what would you like to do as you see this is happening?
Oh man. So Belladonna's walking into this swarm, basically.
The swarm's more like surrounding them as they were attacking it.
Okay. I don't know that I'm very well built for kicking multiple incredibly tiny asses at once. I'm really more of a one or two big ass at a time sort of guy. But I can certainly try. Okay, I think what Daff does, seeing Belladonna sort of walk over with intent to attack and these things sort of swarm around them, she sort of tries to keep an eye on where Belladonna would be, even after losing sight, because she is about to launch herself. If you don't have someone around to fastball special you, store-bought is fine. So the whip comes out, it lassos to a fire hydrant, it lassos to a tree, and Daff takes a running start and bounces off of it, like fully diving into this swarm, just trying to disrupt them enough, just trying to get in the middle of them. If I can squash some on the way, hell yeah, but I'm not built to fight all of these little guys. And mostly trying to avoid tackling Belladonna in the process is sort of the line that I'm trying to thread at the moment, if that tracks.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I want to argue flow, maybe perceive? To make sure that if the goal is to make sure that I'm not smacking Belladonna.
Yeah, I would say either or.
Let's see. Let's go flow.
Oh, no.
Well, so it's been real. It's been fun.
You start to kind of make your way to get a bit of backup here as something momentarily catches your eye from the side of you, but it's almost too late. Out of the shadows, and it looks like even with some sort of like cloaking kind of dropping, you get sidelined by this like very long, very lithe, very stealthy looking creature. The actual kind of like it very humanoid, but the helmet itself has two little ears You can hear the swishing of the tail as you get absolutely tackled off of the side of this overpass and land on their, like, hit a bit of a building and then hit the ground. But you didn't hit the ground first. It seems like almost this tackle, this person, this robotic creature took the brunt of this and rolled off, and you've landed down with a level 2 harm.
Ouch, that wasn't the goal. Is this being still under me? Could I?
You see them nowhere. You heard this kind of the footsteps for a moment and disappeared again, whether this cloaking or into the darkness.
Yeah, I think Daph sort of just sits there, like, catches her breath, probably the wind's knocked out of her for a second, and then just, like, gets up really fast in that, like, I don't know, stance of, like, all right, who's around, what's up, what's happening, trying to, like, look for her and can't find her, and just sort of like, ah, shit.
You set up, you look around, and then look up at this overpass that is above you, and you can hear, you know, the current commotion with Belladonna and the swarms as you see a large explosion of flames come from the side of one of the buildings, seemingly where Belladonna is. We're gonna go back real quick to the other three to finish out this round. Wolfsbane. Both Lark and Lily started to run off into the center of it. Are you following suit, or are you taking a different path?
I think he's feeling like he's being held back. So is there another path he can take to get there? Is there something obvious that he can see? Like, I gotta get to the center before them.
Yeah, I mean, we are like roof running people here. While yes, there's a lot of destruction, it would be easier higher up just for the fact of how messed up the ground is, you know?
So I guess, I'll climb up the side of a building. My touchstone of climbing up a building with claws is gargoyles. So if anyone else has ever seen Disney's Gargoyles, just deep into granite and stonework, just climbing through it and getting to the top so I can start kind of throwing myself towards the center of all this mess.
Yeah, absolutely. You are able to claw your way up, get onto the top of this and start kind of running and jumping through across some of the building tops. And you go for a bit and, you know, things seem to be a little quieter. I think you can kind of hear bits of, you know, this is like a full on terrifying assault. Y'all are by no means the only people here fighting. There is probably actual like military presence that's kind of keeping where the civilians are a little protected as y'all deal with the core of this problem. But you can hear that kind of echoing in the distance, but a little less and less as y'all are now here kind of taking out some of these stragglers that seem to be coming in. And you jump over one building kind of like through some smoke and land. And this is, we'll say, you know, maybe an old, or not an, now it's probably old as they've probably rebuilt it. But in this flashback, the bank building, you know, maybe a more business multi-floored kind of building that looks out over into the kind of marina area and where a lot of parks and shops are, you know, maybe it's one of those things where it's like Chase Park and this is the big Chase Bank building, you know, that kind of vibe. And you jump through the smoke and land on it, and you see Lily standing on the rooftop already, kind of like also very like, you know, Catwoman pose, superhero pose, on the edge, kind of looking down, seeming to survey what's going on.
Can't spend too much time just looking at it. We have to go into it now.
She doesn't move for a minute, looking down, then looks back at you. Why are they doing this?
What do you mean? This is what they always do. This is what they've always done. It's just the next step of the plan.
But you are them. Tell me, you have to know what they're doing.
Ooh, that hurt. I think you can't see his face because of the mask or the helmet, but you can hear a snarl. And he says, I don't know what I am, Lily. I don't know anything. And he just kind of looks off angrily. Again, can't see his face, but you can feel that energy.
That's bullshit. You know who you are. Deep down, you know what you are. Why are you trying to deny it? Why are you trying to lock it away?
What are you talking about? Why are you bringing this up now?
Because what side are you on? Are you going to protect this city? Are you going to stand with Bloom and all of this? Are you going to crawl back to what you are?
I'm not them. And maybe I'm not with you either. And he needs to get away. I think he's going to leap off from the building and try to get away from Lily as fast as he can, looking for the next thing he can destroy.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we'll say for a little bit of a release there, if you kind of, yeah, slide down the building, nice claws into it to get down, that there's another one of those tanks that... Easy peasy, how you want to take it out.
Okay, and I want to take just for a moment, for this is fully a, I feel like, a stressful situation. We didn't roll anything, but I am so close to Eclipse.
Is this the moment?
I feel like this is it. I feel like as he's clawing his way down the building, you can all of you, no matter where you are, you can hear this wolf howl echoing throughout the city as I transcend fully and I enter in my Eclipse form. Which I'm going to say, like, visually, I become much more muscular in structure. I look less human and start looking like this monstrous werewolf creature. And it's a good thing I don't have my scythe because I wouldn't use it anyway. And my claws have become much longer and thicker. And, like, the nails, instead of being wolf nails, are like scythes. Miniature scythes on each finger, and he starts looking for the closest thing that he can find and just start to tear it into pieces. For anyone who's listening, to give, I love reading this text, so I'm going to read the text on the side here. One Eye Eclipse says, "Your friends are leeches and sycophants who will never wield real power. The strong do not owe the weak an explanation. I'm the strong guy. I will pursue my goals in the most violent and cruel manner I can. Doubly if it would put your rival in their place." And I feel like I'm gonna, I don't know how I can put Lily in her place after saying that, but I feel like it's proving that I don't need anyone.
You rip through this, you take a moment to just kind of breathe, and you look up and you can just see kind of like that orange glow tinting the clouds. You can see the silhouette of Lily standing up on the building watching you. We'll then go over to Lark. You and Lily had run off. You had kind of followed her, and y'all were heading towards kind of the city center, this marina area where everything seems to emanate. And you are still with Lily. As the two of you run to this marina, you are, you know, kind of having to make your way through a couple of buildings, kind of dodge some car wrecks and stuff. You are able to help kind of cut through and get through more difficult areas while still taking out some of these smaller machines that, now that y'all kind of know there's a little bit of a core here, we can take those out a little quicker and kind of make your way around one of the buildings here. Also probably to pretty close to this park and marina area, but maybe a little bit further down on the water as you're kind of running along what would have been like the seawall with some shops and all of these sort of things. Lily stops and she looks over at you. Do you hear that? You listen and you can hear this deep rumbling, like it almost sounds like it's in the core of the earth, just this like very deep, turning mechanical rumbling.
Doesn't sound good at all. Something big.
Where is it coming? Where is it even coming from? And you can see like kind of like running around a bit, and she stops and looks, and you can now see following her eyeline as this kind of marina area, the waves are still going wild from the storm and just the general white caps from the caused by the wind. But you can see that all of these boats and even the floating docks seem to be shaking and starting to push to the side, like something is about to kind of break the surface. And this, you can almost see a little bit of a bubble coming up. I think this is the surprise.
Definitely is. I did not see this. I have no idea what this is.
Okay, then this is the surprise. We need to get everyone else here. Break it down, whatever it is, as much as possible before we'll need a reason for you all to not be so close.
I can try to retrieve everyone if that's what you want.
Seems best. As y'all can now see what looks to be like a very armored head making its way out of the water. And I am talking like 10-foot wide dome coming out as this large, in that very matte black armored looking metal that just seems so odd and out of place. It has that blue electricity spiraling all throughout it in what looks to be like almost old runes and shapes that are almost like carved into this thing itself. And it rises out of the water and takes a step onto the land. You can now see very like Iron Man-esque, where you can see this just big glowing core in its chest that is kind of covered with a bit of armor. I have to get there, but you'll have to make sure I can get there. And then you need to get as far away as possible.
Lily, there's still other paths we can take. We don't have to do this.
Lark, we have to finish this.
Fine. Be a martyr then. And Lark turns, and as she cuts into the air to go and find everyone else, I think kind of as the layers of her outfit flow, the edges turn ragged and black kind of leeches up it, almost in a nightmarish look as Lark goes into eclipse.
Thank you so much for listening to Blumenblight. Our cast includes Taylor as the director, Candace as Belladonna, Logan as Wolfsbane, Kit as Daffodil, and Anna as Larkspur. Cast details can be found in the show description. All production is handled by Anna and Kit, with sounds and music courtesy Epidemic Sounds. Girl by Moonlight is a Forged in the Dark system from Evil Hat Productions. To stay up to date with all things Blumenblight, be sure to give us a follow on social media at Blumenblight. And check out blumenblight.com for a link to our community Discord server, transcripts, and more. Nominations are now open for the 2024 Crit Awards. If you like what you hear, vote for us and your other favorite shows and creators at critawards.org. Blumenblight is a Dareful Archives production. See you next time.